Chapter 44, Devotional Service and Conjugal Love. Madhurya Ras. Madhurya means sweetness or beauty. Devotion, which is inspired by attraction to Krishna's sweet and intimate features, as a beautiful young coward boy. This type of devotion allows for the greatest exchange of love between Krishna and his devotees. When Madhurya Rati is nourished by the appropriate bhavas, such as vibhav, anubhav, vyavachari bhav, and sattvic bhav, it heightens to Madhurya Ras, Prabhupada says in 353. A pure devotee's attraction to Krishna and conjugal love is called devotional service and conjugal love. Madhurya Ras is a lengthy subject, but Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu describes it only briefly. If one sees how many pages Rupa Goswami uses, he uses 8 pages to describe Shanta or neutral love, Shanta Ras, and 26 pages to describe Dasya Ras or servitude, 21 pages to describe Sakya Ras or fraternal Ras, 12 pages to describe Vatsalya, parental love, and again, only 8 pages to describe Madhurya Ras. The reason for this is that Rupa Goswami feels that non-devotees attached to sense gratification will pollute their understanding of Madhurya Ras with lusty material associations. Prabhupada writes on 353, although conjugal feelings are not material, there is some similarity between spiritual love and material activities. Persons who are interested only in material activities are unable to understand this spiritual conjugal love. Madhurya Ras is a confidential and mysterious subject. Consequently, it should not be discussed openly among the general public. These devotional reciprocations appear very mysterious to ordinary people. Because it's a very advanced subject, in this Nectar Devotion, or Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami describes only briefly, so that it won't be misunderstood by common people. For further understanding of Madhurya Ras and Krishna's love for the Braja Gopis, Rupa Goswami wrote a separate book, Ujjwala Nilamani, which is meant for those who are qualified to understand these topics. In Madhurya Ras, Sri Krishna, this is a discussion of Vibhav, Sri Krishna is a Vishaya Lamban, and the Gopis are the Ashraya Lamban. Prabhupada explains, the impetuses of conjugal love are Krishna and his very dear consorts, such as Radharani and her immediate associates. Sometimes we're discussing the Stai Bhav, in this case, Madhura Rati, then we're discussing Madhurya Ras. So what is the difference between Rati and Ras? The Ras described in Srimad Bhagavatam and in the Goswami literatures is completely pure and non-material, aprakrita, and transcendental, chinmoy. So it's a prakrita Ras or chinmoy Ras. This Ras is entirely beyond the reach of the mind and powers of speculation of the conditioned souls, and very difficult to attain. A conditioned soul is bound to think of matter and conceive of the non-material devoid of all attributes, nirvishesh bhava. When by great fortune one is blessed by the mercy of Krishna and his pure devotees, and he begins to perform sadhana and bhajan, he becomes pure in consciousness, his anarthas and aparads become dispelled. And then, the nitya-siddha bhava of the Lord's eternal associates may manifest in his heart in the form of shuddha-sattva. His rati, which is of a general nature, gradually becomes transformed into sthayi-bhava. And when it then combines with vibhav, anubhav, sattvic bhav, and vyavachari bhav, the jiva can taste pure bhakti ras, shuddha bhakti ras. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami defines rasa in the second ocean, fifth wave, 132nd verse. Yatiti bhavan vartmana yash chamatkara bharabhu risatpo jale vadam swadate saraso mataha. That which has an extraordinary taste and is experienced only in the heart, illuminated by Shuddha Sattva, or the appearance of the Stahibhav, is called Ras. The experience of Ras is far more intense than that of Rati. And for this reason, when Ras is experienced, it bypasses the individual perception of Vibhav, Vyabhachari Bhav, and so on. To clarify the difference between Ras and Bhava, he further states, verse 133, Avannaya pade yastu budain ananya budina bhavyate ghada samskaraish chitte bhava sakatyate. That which is contemplated by the means of profound impressions, ghada samskaras, by enlightened devotees, whose intelligence is fully resolute, ananya buddhi, and whose hearts are fit for the perception of vibhav, vyabhachari bhav, and so on, is called bhava. Vishwanath comments that first, with the assistance of vibhav, which is alamban and udipan, bhava is directly awakened and then attains its swarup. Thereafter, by the combination with vibhav and other elements, rasa is directly perceived. This is the order of progression. The purport is that when rasa is being experienced, the individual elements of vibhav and so on are not tasted independently. But when rati is being experienced, vibhav and the other elements are tasted independently. This is so because the experience of rati is not as intense as the experience of ras. This is the difference between rati and ras. Vishaya lamban. Krishna is the object of conjugal attraction, Krishna's form. Krishna has no rival. No one is equal to him or greater than him. His beauty is without rival because he excels all others in the pastimes of conjugal love. Krishna is the original object of all conjugal love. Krishna is an ocean of the qualities of Rupa Madhurya, uniquely sweet form, Veena Madhurya, uniquely sweet flute, Leela Madhurya, uniquely sweet pastimes, and Prema Madhurya, uniquely sweet prema of his devotees. As a gallant lover, Krishna is the supreme abode of expertise and relishing pastimes of unequaled and unsurpassed beauty. In Gita Govinda, one gopi tells her friend, Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure within this universe. His body is as soft as a lotus flower. His free behavior with the gopis, which appears exactly like a young boy's attraction to a young girl, is a subject matter of transcendental conjugal love. Ashraya Lamban. The devotee as a reservoir of conjugal attraction. A pure devotee follows in the footsteps of the gopis and worships the gopis as follows. Let me offer my respectful obeisances to all the young coward girls whose bodily features are so attractive. Simply by their beautiful, attractive features, they are worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. See, Ashraya Lamban of Madhurya Ras, or the Braja Gopis, and Srimati Radhaji is the best of all Krishna's beloved consorts. Radharani is most prominent. Radharani's beautiful form. Radharani's eyes defeat the attractive features of the eyes of the Chakori bird. When one sees the face of Radharani, he immediately hates the beauty of the moon. Radharani's bodily complexion defeats the beauty of gold. Thus, let us all look upon the transcendental beauty of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani's bhakti. Krishna's attraction for Radharani is described by Krishna himself. When I create some joking phrases to enjoy the beauty of Radharani, she hears these joking words with great attention. But by her bodily features and counter words, she neglects me. And I even possess unlimited pleasure by her neglect of me. For she becomes so beautiful that she increases my pleasure 100 times. So this is describing actually Radharani's man. When Radharani neglects Krishna and shows an unfavorable attitude, and she speaks harsh words against him, or neglects him and ignores him, he derives great pleasure, unlimited pleasure, by being neglected. And she looks so beautiful in this form that increases Krishna's pleasure 100 times, and that's why Radharani displays a sulky, her love sulk, her pouting and man. Krishna's devotion for Srimati Radharani. In Gita Govinda, it says when Kansari embraces Radharani, he immediately becomes entangled in loving condition and gives up the company of all the gopis. Udipan. These are objects that impel conjugal love. The sound of Krishna's murali, the spring season vasant, the song of the cuckoo, and seeing the beautiful deep dark blue color of the peacock's neck. These are some specific udipans, or stimulants to conjugal love. Krishna's flute is an udipan for Madhurya Ras. When the gopis hear the sound of Krishna's flute, they immediately forget all the rebukes offered and scolding offered by the elderly members of their families. They forget their defamation and harsh behavior of their husbands. Their only thought is to go out in search of Krishna. Another udipan for Madhurya Ras is Krishna's Kishore age, 11 to 15. In some scriptures it's described that Krishna's eternal age in the spiritual world is young Kishore, 15 years, 9 months, 7.5 days. Although in Boma Vrindavan, Krishna's pastimes in the earthly sphere, Krishna appears to take birth and grow up and pass through the three ages of Balya, or Kumar, Pogunda, and Kishore. In the spiritual world, in Brajagokul, Krishna is always and ever youthful. Anubhavs. Sidelong glances, mild smiling, and laughter are all the anubhavas. When the gopis meet Krishna, they exchange glances as well as joking and laughing behavior. And this is called anubhav, or sub-ecstasy in conjugal love. In Lita Madhav, Rupa Goswami explains that the movements of Krishna's eyebrows are like the Yamuna, and Radharani's smiling is like moonshine. When the Yamuna and moonshine come in contact on the bank of the Yamuna, the water tastes just like nectar, and drinking it gives great satisfaction. It is as cooling as piles of snow. The Satvik Bhav. All 8 Satvik Bhavas, such as becoming stunned, are present in Madhura Ras. They manifest up to the intensity known as Sudipta, found only in the condition of Mahabhav. Sudipta means when all 8 Satvik Bhavas manifest at once, or simultaneously, to the utmost limit of radiance. In Padyavali, one gopi said to Radharani, O Chandramukhi, your whole body appears very content. Yet there are signs of tears on your eyes. Your speech is faltering, and your chest is heaving. By all these signs, I can understand that you must have heard the blowing of Krishna's flute, and as a result, your heart is now melting. Vyabhachari Bhavs. Rupa Goswami explains that all 33 Vyabhachari Bhavas are present in Madhura Ras, with the exception of Alasya, laziness, and Ugrata, fierceness or violence. However, there are some cases when even laziness, Alasya, and violence or ferocity, Ugrata, may become appropriate. Laziness may be present at the end of conjugal pastimes, and ferocity may be present when Radha and Krishna's association suffers interference. Rupa Goswami describes 2 Vyabhachari Bhavas. for Madhura Ras. Nirved, self-disparagement. Radharani said, "Dear Mr. Cupid, please do not excite me by throwing your arrows at my body. Dear Mr. Air, please do not arouse me with the fragrance of flowers. I am now bereft of Krishna's loving attitude. And under the circumstances, what is the use of my sustaining this useless body? There is no need for such a body by any living entity." This sign of frustration, or nirved, this is a sign of frustration and ecstatic love for Krishna, known as nirved. Second Vyabhachari Bhav example, harsha, or harsh, jubilation. Radharani says, "This clever boy of the forest has the beauty of a bluish lotus flower, and he can attract all the young girls of the universe. Now, after giving me a taste of his transcendental body, he has enthused me, and it is more than I can tolerate. I am now feeling like a female elephant who has been enthused by a male elephant." Stayibhav, the rati which is found in the deer-eyed gopis, which is the original cause of the eight types of sambhog, such as remembering, seeing, and so on, exchanged between Krishna and the gopis. This rati is known as Priyata rati. Priyata rati is the Stayibhav of Madhura Ras. All stages mentioned in Ujjvala Nilamani, such as Prem, Sneha, Man, Pranaya, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, Modan Bhav, Madan Bhav, are found in this Priyata rati of Madhura Ras. The characteristic of Madhura rati is that it incites desire for eight kinds of union with Krishna, sambhog. Srila Prabhupada mentions this. The steady ecstasy of conjugal love, which means madhurya rati, is the original cause of bodily enjoyment, which means sambhog. Example of madhurya rati. Radharani said, page 355, "Hey Sakhi, who is this boy whose eyelids, dancing constantly, have increased the beauty of his face and attracted my desire for conjugal love? His ears are decorated with buds of ashok flowers, and he has dressed himself in yellow robes by the sound of his flute. This boy has already made me impatient." This illustrates how Madhurya Rati incites sambhog, the impatient desire to meet with Krishna and conjugal love. Rupa Goswami, the unshakability of Radha and Krishna's love. Rupa Goswami delineates two categories of obstacles to Radha and Krishna's love, which are known technically as sajati and vijati, which Prabhupada uses the word soothing and disturbing. Sajati. Sajatiya is an obstacle presented by persons with the same mood of Madhurya Ras, rival gopis like Chandravali, etc. And Vijatiya is an obstacle presented by persons with moods that are incompatible to Madhurya Ras, parents, servants, etc. Neither Sajatiya nor Vijatiya obstacles can ever extinguish or diminish the love between Radha and Krishna. This is not the case, however, between Krishna and other beloveds. The conjugal love of Radha and Krishna is never disturbed by any personal consideration. Example, page 355. Just a little distance away from Krishna was Mother Yashoda, and Krishna was surrounded by all of his friends. In front of his eyes was Chandravali. At the same time, on a chunk of stone in front of the entrance to Braj, stood the demon known as Brishasura. But even in such circumstances, when Krishna saw Radharani standing just behind a bush of many creepers, immediately Krishna's beautiful eyebrows moved just like lightning towards Radhika. This scene presents sajati, sajatiya, and vijatiya obstacles. The presence of Mother Yashoda invokes Vatsalya Ras, a Vijatya obstacle. Krishna's friends invoke Sakya Ras, another Vijatya obstacle. Chandravali Gopi invokes Madhurya Ras, a Sajatya obstacle. Sajatya, since Chandravali is Radharani's arch rival. And Brishasura, the demon, invokes Bhayanaka Ras, fear, a Vijatya obstacle. Despite all these obstacles, Krishna's love for Srimati Radharani could not be subdued for even a moment. Rather, it immediately manifested in the form of loving glances toward her. Rupa Goswami further highlights the unshakability of Radha and Krishna's Madhurya Rati with a beautiful poetic analogy. On one side of the courtyard, the dead body of Sankashura was lying surrounded by many jackals. On the other side were many learned Brahmins who were all self-controlled, offering nice prayers which were as soothing as the cool breeze in summer. In front of Krishna, Baladeva was standing, causing a cooling effect. The Sanskrit word for jackal also indicates inauspicious night. The prayers of the Brahmanas are like snow, and Balaram is like the cooling moon. A day-blooming lotus flower withers in the presence of the night, the snow, and the moon. Similarly, the lotus of Radha and Krishna's love should wither in the presence of a dead demon who invokes fear, Vedic Brahmanas who invoke reverence, and Krishna's elder brother who invokes a parental mood. But even amid all these different circumstances of soothing and disturbing effects, the lotus flower of conjugal love that Krishna felt for Radharani could not wither. Separation and meeting. Rupa Goswami classifies separation and meeting and Madhurya Ras somewhat differently than other rasas. Conjugal love is divided into two portions, Viparlamba, or conjugal love and separation, and Sambhog, or conjugal love and direct contact. Viparlamba, separation, which is sometimes called Viraharas or Viraha. Viparlamba, separation, has three divisions. Actually, there are four divisions, but there are three mentioned in Nectar Devotion. Purvarag, preliminary attraction, Man, jealous anger, and Pravas, separation by distance. So Purvarag, separation prior to meeting, is the bhav or mutual feeling of attachment that exists between lover and beloved prior to their meeting. The Purvarag experienced by the gopis is itself Bhakti Ras, whereas the Purvarag experienced by Krishna is an Udipan for Bhakti Ras. So it's the bhava that exists before meeting beloved. It's similar, Purvarag is similar to Utkantita, eagerness or yearning. When the lover and the beloved have a distinct feeling of not meeting each other, that stage is called Purvarag or preliminary affection. Example, Radharani said, "Oh, Sakhi, I was just going to the bank of the Yamuna, and all of a sudden a very nice boy, whose complexion is like a dark blue cloud, appeared before my eyes. He glanced over me in a way that I cannot describe. But since this has occurred, I am sorry that I can no longer engage my mind in the duties of household affairs." There's another example of Purvarag between Rukmini and Krishna. When the Brahmin came with a message from Rukmini to Krishna, Krishna replied to that Brahmin, "Oh Brahmin, just like Rukmini, I cannot sleep at night either, because my mind is always fixed on her. But I know that her brother Rukmi is against me, and that due to his persuasion, my marriage with Rukmini has now been cancelled." Now this is Viparlamba, Man, self-imposed separation due to jealous anger. It's also called love sulk or pouting. When Radharani saw Krishna enjoying himself in the company of several other gopis, she became a little jealous because her special prestige was being dimmed. Therefore, she immediately left the scene and took shelter in a nice flower bush where the black drones were humming. Then hiding herself behind the creepers, she began to express her sorrow to one of her confidants. Pravas, separation caused by physical distance or living in a distant place. Padyavali illustrates Radharani's pravas when Krishna went to Mathura. Since the inauspicious day when Krishna left for Mathura, Srimati Radharani has been pressing her head on one of her hands and constantly shedding tears. Her face is always wet now, and therefore there is no chance of her sleeping even for a moment. When the face becomes wet, the sleeping tendency immediately disappears. When Radharani was always weeping for Krishna because of his separation, there was no chance of her getting any sleep for herself. In a book called Prahlad Samhita, Uddhava describes how Krishna felt in separation from Radharani and Pravas. Uddhava said, "O Radhe, Govinda, pain-stricken due to being pierced by the arrows of Cupid, is always thinking of you, and he is not even accepting his regular lunch, nor is he getting any proper rest." Now we'll discuss Sambhog, which is meeting. This Sambhog is the bhog or pleasure or ananda that occurs when lovers come together or meet. When the lover and beloved come together and enjoy one another by direct contact, this is called Sambhog. There are actually different types of Sambhog, which are mentioned. These are described in Ujjvala Nilamani. These are types of meeting that happen after separation. Four varieties of meeting with Krishna. This is in chapter 15 of Ujjvala Nilamani. First is Sankshipta. This is a brief meeting due to fear or shyness, which comes after Purvarag separation. The second is Sankirna, which is meeting slightly, which is a meeting slightly hindered by previous anger between Krishna and Radharani. This type of meeting comes after the separation caused by Man. 3. Sampana. This is warm, loving meeting. This comes after the lovers are briefly separated by a short distance, which is called Dura Pravas. And 4. Samridhiman. This is a fully enriched meeting, which comes after the lovers are separated for a long time by a great distance, Sudur Pravas. These four types of meeting can occur while awake, Mukhya, which we call Mukhya Sambhog, or while dreaming, it's called Gona. Thus, altogether, there are 8 varieties of Sambhog, or meeting with Krishna in conjugal love. During these meetings between Radha and Krishna and the gopis, there are charming pastimes which include glancing, conversing, riding in a boat, Noka Bihar, playing in the Yamuna, Jalkeli, stealing Krishna's flute, Vamsi Chori, playing hide and seek, Luki Luki, Julin, Van Bihar, Rasalila, etc. Krishna, Padyavali describes one Sambhog. Krishna embraced Srimati Radharani in such an expert manner that he appeared to be celebrating the dancing ceremony of the peacocks. In ending the fifth wave of his ocean of nectar devotion, Rupa Goswami offers his respectful obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared as Gopal, the eternal form of the Lord. Now we begin chapter 45, which is Laughing Ecstasy, Hasya Ras, which is one of the 7 secondary rasas. So Rupa Goswami begins this first wave of the northern ocean, of the ocean, nectarian ocean of devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, with the Mangala Charana, and in this he offers a prayer to Sanatan, which can refer to Sanatan Krishna or Sanatan Goswami. If we take the prayer to indicate Sanatan Krishna, it means that Rupa Goswami is praying that Sri Krishna will always be pleased with him, and says that this super excellent bhakti of the Brijabasis compels Krishna to accept eternal residence in Sri Vrindavan. Taking Sanatan to refer to Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami prays that Sanatan Goswami will always be pleased with him, and says that Sanatana Goswami has developed attachment for living in Sri Vrindavan due to his super excellent bhakti. So in this northern ocean, Rupa Goswami has described seven types of... There's nine waves. The first seven waves describe the seven types of indirect rasas or gona rasas, like laughing and astonishment, fear, etc. And then the last two waves describe rasabhas and compatible and incompatible mellows or rasas. So hasya, laughter, adbhuta, astonishment, vira, which means chivalry or heroism, karuna, which means compassion or pathos, rodra, anger, bhayanaka, fear, and vibhatsa, disgust. These seven are known as gona bhakti ras. These gona rasas are seen to appear or arise in the five types of devotees previously mentioned. In other words, these seven gona rasas will appear in the Shanta Bhaktas, Dasya Bhaktas, Sakya Bhaktas, Vatsalya Bhaktas, Madhurya Bhaktas. Therefore, the five types of devotees are the Ashraya Lamban of these secondary rasas. Sri Krishna, his devotees, and persons related to his devotees are the Vishaya Lamban of six of these rasas, beginning from Hasya. Vibhats, or disgust, which means ghastliness, is excluded. The enemies of Sri Krishna may be the Vishaya of Rodra and Bhayanaka Ras. Blooming of the cheeks, widening of the eyes, and many other symptoms are the Anubhavas. Two, three, or more septic bhavs can manifest. Harsha, jubilation, krodha, anger, and other emotions are vyavachari bhavs. The sthai bhav of hasya ras is laughter, hasa. The sthai bhav of adbhuta is astonishment, vismay. The sthai bhav of vira is enthusiasm, utsaha. In other words, one is enthusiastic in fighting, giving charity, and following religious principles. This is sthayibhav. The sthayibhav of karuna is sorrow, shoka. The sthayibhav of rodra is anger, crowed. The sthayibhav of bhayanaka is fear, bhaya. The sthayibhav of vibhatsa is disgust, jagupsa or girina, that's ghastliness. In viraras, enthusiasm or utsaha, which is a sthayibhav, for fighting, there's sthayibhav for fighting, yuda, giving charity, dan, exhibiting compassion, daya, and religious principles, dharma. Therefore, there are four divisions of viraras, yudavir, danavir, dayavir, and dharmavir. Thus, there are 12 kinds of rasas, 5 primary and 7 secondary. These 7 types of gona bhakti ras are based on the 7 types of gona rati. Rati is defined as the essence of the combination of ladini and samvit potencies, and thus purely composed of shuddha sattva. Rati of this type is known as mukhya rati. Mukhya rati is of two types, swartha, self-nourishing, and prartha, nourishment giving. The term swartha means that when a devotee is situated in one of the five primary relationships with Krishna, experiences different emotions. Those emotions will act on the sthayibhav to nourish it in the case of favorable emotions, or to cause unbearable despondency in the case of unfavorable emotions. Because this type of rati nourishes its own sthayibhav, it is called swartha, or self-nourishing. When rati, instead of nourishing its own sthayibhav, recedes into the background and nourishes one of the secondary emotions, it is called parartha, nourishment giving. These 7 secondary emotions of laughter and so on are different from swartha rati, which is purely composed of shuddha sattva. But because they are connected with mukhya parartha rati, the word rati has been used for them. Only when Pararta Rati in one of the five primary dominant emotions recedes into the background and nourishes the seven secondary emotions do they attain the status of Guna Rati. When combined with their corresponding components of Vibhav, Anubhav, Saptik Bhav, and Vyavachari Bhav, they are transformed into Guna Ras. Now we're going to discuss one by one. This is laughing ecstasy. When one's humorous attitude, Hasyarati, is nourished within the heart of a devotee by the appropriate Vibhav, it transforms into laughing ecstasy, Hasyaras, Vibhav, Ashrayalambanan. Those who experience laughter are learned scholars say that laughing is generally found among youngsters or in combination of old persons and young persons. There are exceptions. This ecstatic laughing, loving laughing, is sometimes also found in persons who are very grave by nature. Vishayalamban. There are two possible causes of ecstatic laughter. Krishna, or people interacting with Krishna. So people interacting with Krishna are called tad anvayi. A person whose actions are connected to Krishna and stimulates laughter may also be the alamban, or support of hasyaras. Jiva Goswami says that because laughter is merely blossoming or cheerfulness of the heart, it has no vishaya lamban. The person toward whom rati is directed is a vishaya or object. Although laughter may have an object when used in the sense of ridicule or derision, such application of the word hasa is not acceptable here. Therefore, the word alamban used above for Sri Krishna and tad anvayi indicate that they are the support of hasyaras, because their amusing speech and activities stimulate laughter in others. Not that they are the object of others' laughter in the sense of ridicule. When that laughter is connected to Krishna and is nourished by the devotee's rati for Krishna, it becomes hasyarati. Here are some examples of hasyarati on page 361 of Nectar Devotion. And once an old beggar came to the door of Yashoda's palace, and Krishna was afraid and said, "Mother, I don't wish to go near this skinny villain. If I go there, he might put me within his begging bag and take me away from you." Krishna looked at his mother, while the mendicant standing at the door tried to hide his smiling face, although he could not do so. He started smiling. Krishna himself is the object of laughing affairs. Another example. Once a sukha said, "Hey Krishna, if you open your mouth, I'll give you a nice sugar candy mixed with yogurt." Krishna immediately opened his mouth. But instead of giving him sugar candy, the friend dropped a flower in his mouth. After tasting the flower, Krishna turned his mouth in a disfigured way. Upon seeing this, all his friends started laughing. Once a palmist came to the door and said of Nanda Maharaj's palace, and Nanda Maharaj said, "Please, can you check my child's palm and tell me how many years Krishna will live and whether he'll become the master of thousands of cows?" Hearing this, the palmist began to smile. Nanda Maharaj said, "My dear sir, why are you laughing and covering your face?" In such laughing ecstasy of love, Krishna is the cause of laughter. Udipan. Prabhupada summarizes the Udipanas of ecstatic laughter as Krishna or matters pertaining to Krishna. Specifically, Krishna's behavior, his statements, his dress and behavior are all the udipanas. And the anubhavs, vibration of the nostrils, lips and cheeks are the anubhavs of ecstatic laughter. That means flaring of the nostrils and lips, cheeks puffing up and lips trembling and laughing. These are the anubhavs. Vyavachari bhavs are symptoms of jubilation, laziness, concealed feelings, and similar other seemingly disturbing elements. Staibhav, hasyarati is a staibhav. The dominant emotion is hasyarati. The cheerfulness of the heart that is experienced upon witnessing unusual alterations of speech, dress, and activities is called hasa, or laughter. When laughter arises from speech, dress, and activities related to Krishna, and receives nourishment from any of the primary emotions, mukhya pararta rati, which then recede into the background, it is transformed into hasya rati. So there are different types of hasya rati, or intensities of ecstatic laughter. Rupa breaks it down into six divisions. And then these six kinds of laughter are broken into two subdivisions, major and minor. These six classes of smiling can be classified into major and minor. And even in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it describes there's actually three classifications. One is jeshta, which is the laughing or smiling or hasiras of superiors like munis and sakis, elderly sakis. And the second class is madhyama. This is laughing of intermediate persons like Krishna's elders and duties or messengers, which Prabhupada says this is the major class. And then this includes smita, hasita, and vihasita. And smita means smiling mouth, and hasita is smile with slight teeth showing. And vihasita is smile with more teeth showing. And the third division of hasya rati is kanishta, which is the smiling of juniors, which means young children and those below Krishna in age, which Prabhupada classifies as minor. And they smile with tears and shake, apahasita. And avahasita, they smile with squinting eyes, and atihasita, they smile, clap, and leap for joy. So the major category, which is manifested in the elderly, includes smita, which is smiling mouth. This is when the teeth are not visible, and there is blossoming of the eyes and cheeks. Then two is hasita, smile with teeth slightly visible. This is when the fore part of the teeth are slightly visible. This term refers to munis and sakis. Then five is vihasita, smile with teeth distinctly visible. The teeth are visible, and there's also a sound of laughter is heard. Now, smiling among minors, this is called minor division, according to Prabhupada, and this is manifested in youth. This includes avahasita, smiling which squints the eyes. When there is flaring of the nostrils and squinting of the eyes, this is observed in intermediate persons or madhyam, and it can also refer to elderly and female messengers. And then there's apahasita, smiling with tears and shaking. The eyes well up with tears and the shoulders shake. And then there's atihasita. This is smiling with clapping and leaping. There's clapping of the hands and throwing up of the hands and feet. This is observed in those that are inferior or younger than Krishna, like children. Sometimes this vihasita and other remaining varieties of hasirati can be exhibited even by exalted personalities. This is an example of smita. Once Krishna was stealing yogurt, and an old gopi, head of a house named Jarati, she detected his activities and started running to catch him. Krishna became afraid and he ran to his elder brother, Baladev. "My dear brother, I've stolen yogurt. Just see, Jarati is rushing to catch me." When Krishna was taking shelter of Baladev because he was being chased by Jarati, all the sages and the heavenly planets began to smile. And this is an example of smita. Now, smiling in which the teeth are slightly visible is called hasita. One time, while Abhimanyu, the so-called husband of Radharani, was outside, Krishna disguised himself as Abhimanyu and entered his house to be with Radharani. When Krishna saw that Abhimanyu was approaching the house, Krishna approached Jatila inside the house and told her, "My dear mother, I am your real son, Abhimanyu. But just see, this rascal Krishna is approaching the house, and he's dressed up just like me. He's coming before the house." Jatila believed the words of Krishna. Jatila believed that Krishna was her own son, and she became very angry at her real son who was coming home. So she began to drive away her son, who was crying, "Mother, mother, what are you doing?" Seeing this incident, all the sakis of Radharani began to smile and showed a portion of their teeth. This is an instance of hasita. Then there's vihasita, when the teeth are distinctly visible in a smile. One day, Krishna was engaged in stealing butter and yogurt in the house of Jatila, who was Radharani's mother-in-law. Krishna assured his friends, "Listen, suckers, I know that this old lady Jatila is sleeping very deeply because she's breathing very deeply. Let us silently steal butter and yogurt without making any disturbance." Actually, the old lady Jatila was not sleeping, so she could not contain her smiling, and her teeth immediately became distinctly visible. And avahasita smiling, the nose becomes puffed up and the eyes squint. Once early in the morning, when Krishna returned home after rasa dance, Mother Yashoda looked at his face and said, "My dear son, why do your eyes look like they have been smeared with some oxides? Have you dressed yourself with the blue garments of Baladev?" A sakhi standing nearby began to smile with a puffed nose and squinting eyes, because that sakhi knew that Krishna had been enjoying the rasa dance, but Mother Yashoda could not detect her son's activities and how he had become covered with the gopi's makeup and was wearing Radharani's blue chadar. The example of apahasita, there's tears from the eyes and smiling and the shoulders are shaking, happened when Narada Muni was watching Krishna dancing in response to the singing of an old gopi named Jarati. Seeing this fun, his shoulders trembled and Narada began to dance. Due to his smiling, his teeth also became invisible. When a person claps his hands and leaps in the air, the smiling expression changes into atihasita, or overwhelming laughter. This occurred in the following example. Krishna once addressed the old gopi named Jarati. "My dear good woman, the skin of your face is now slackened, so your face exactly resembles a monkey's. As such, the king of the monkeys, Balimukha, has selected you as his worthy wife." While Krishna was teasing Jarati like this, she replied that, "Yes, I know the king of the monkeys is trying to marry me, but actually, I've already decided to marry you." Upon hearing this sarcastic reply by Jarati, all the sakis started to laugh very loudly and clap their hands. Laughter accompanied by clapping of the hands is called atihasita. Now, there's an example how sarcastic remarks can also create atihasita circumstances. Once a sakhi of Radharani met Kutila, who was the envious sister-in-law of Radharani, the daughter of Jatila. The sakhi said, "My dear Kutila, your breasts are as long as string beans, simply dry and long. Your nose is so gorgeous that it defies the beauty of the noses of frogs, and your eyes are more beautiful than the eyes of dogs. Your lips defy the flaming cinders of fire, and your abdomen is as beautiful as a big drum. Therefore, my dear beautiful Kutila, you are the most beautiful of all the cowherd girls of Vrindavan, and because of your extraordinary beauty, I think that you must be beyond the attraction of the sweet blowing of Krishna's flute." When the gopis heard this sarcasm, they started clapping their hands and leaping in the air and smiling. And this is known as atihasita. Thus ends chapter 45 of Nectar Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.